show Love a doctor, doctor. Radio. Can you help me? The show Doctor, Doctor, Can You Help Me? Is a science show. It's not a medical show. We don't give you medical advice, but we give you advice in healthy lifestyle and correct nutrition and in all types of success in life. When I say all types, everything possible we handle here in this show that will give you a better life to your family, to your children, to everyone. And that's because this is a science show. You have the possibility of getting continuing education, university, and college credits. And they are free. In order to get them, you have to register as a listener. How to do that as a listener to register, go to our website and find the tab radio and TV shows and follow the instructions that are close to the top. This show is provided, the material, by a not-for-profit organization, Save the American Family, and abbreviated with STAF. Save the American Family website is www.staf1.org. That website is very huge. Would take 10 years to go through. And more important, up-to-date material is being added continuously. But there is a website that is for the family issues and successful family guidance. It's in Restoring Any Marriage. Well, Restoring Any Marriage handles all marriage and family issues in every aspect. But that doesn't mean that any other tab is not important. Start having a study group in your family, with all your family members present, including the toddlers and including the babies, that everyone will the benefits and learn to recognize the benefits for such a family meeting. The family meeting is once a week, lasting 1, 2, 3 hours, whatever is best for you. And if possible, the weather allows, go outside in the nature. The forest air and air on a flowing water like a river is beneficial as long as it's not areas that's really bad, knowingly avoid any kind of pollution. But the air in a forest in the flowing water is beneficial for health for everyone, and it provides negative ions. What are negative ions? Study the website and you'll find the information. But anyway, it's health improving situation. And you will have a stronger family. And your children will thank you that they had it, this kind of family meeting once a week. What is a family meeting? Handle what you do in a family meeting. You take material from this website, say the American Family website, and Restore Any Marriage, that's a family website, and study, decide 1 week beforehand what everybody studies, and then you discuss that material in your family meeting. You can also start listening to this radio show. The radio shows are about 30 plus minutes long. This radio show is a science show, so this is helpful for anyone. If you want to have spiritual guidance, we have a sister organization which is an online church, as teaches in a modern manner, in a true manner, the biblical wisdom. And the website is similar to our website. It's www.ggcg1.org.weebly.com. Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, is the web provider. And that GCC means Global Church of God. Now, today's topic is something that we have a leap year now, and leap day was just gone a couple of days ago. It's an interesting information that everybody should know about what it means. It's leap year. It's leap year. And as civilizations have done for centuries, we will add an extra day to the calendar in February, this past month. That brings the annual total to 366 instead of the usual 365. But why? You may think the modern system was designed to keep the calendar aligned with the seasons, but not exactly. You might believe leap years occur every 4 years. No, no, no. You may even be fussy on the definition of a year. If so, you are not alone. The whole scheme is convoluted, and we have the Roman Catholic Church to thank for the modern arrangement. People think the length of the year is to regulate the seasons, says Duncan Steele, S-T-E-E-L, Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, author of Marking Time, the epic quest to invent the perfect calendar. That's totally untrue. It's based upon religious considerations, which is not fully true, that people think the length of the year is to regulate the seasons. Anyway, religious considerations. There are different ways of measuring the year, but for the purposes of the civil calendar, it is the amount of time that elapses between successive vernal equinoxes, vernal V-E-R-N-A-L, equinoxes, E-Q-U-I-N-O-X-E-S, the date in spring when day and night are of equal length. I say this again. It's the amount of time that elapses between successive vernal equinoxes, the date in spring when day and night are all equal length. The date is important to Catholics and some other Christians because they celebrate Easter on the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the vernal equinox. The current pattern of leap years was designed to keep ecclesiastical date or vernal equinox aligned with the astronomical event. It's a close approximation at this year, meaning this today, now. The vernal equinox will occur on March 20th. The reason the two get out of whack is because the span of time between vernal equinoxes, also known as the solar year, is actually 365 days, but 24237. So it's a little bit more than 365. It's 365.24237 4 days. Anyway, a bit longer than 365 days. Dropping an extra day into the calendar at regular intervals makes up for the difference. But the first calendar to use this approach overcorrected, 46 before Christ. Julius Caesar introduced a calendar with 365 days plus a leap year every fourth year with 366 days. The average length of a year based on the Julian calendar was 365.25 days. Instead of being a bit shorter than the solar year, it was a bit longer. Study what Julian calendar means, J-U-L-I-A-N, find in the internet. Eventually, the calendar grew noticeably out of sync, prompting a new reform by Pope Gregory XIII. Pope Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, 13. So study that Pope's history also briefly. Fast facts. There is a roughly 1 in 1.461 chance of being born naturally of leap day. I repeat, there is a roughly 1 in 1,461 chance of being born naturally on leap day. People born on February 29 are called leaplings or leapers. Leapling, L-E-A-P-L-I-N-G, or leaper, L-E-A-P-E-R. Century years that are not evenly divisible by 400 are not leap years. Britain, United Kingdom, Britain didn't adopt the modern leap year pattern until 1752. Gregorian calendar, study that also, Gregorian, G-R-E-G-O-R-I-A-N. The Gregorian calendar, launched in 1582, is the basis for today's international civil standard. It includes a leap day almost every 4 years, with exceptions in century years that aren't evenly divisible by 400. So 2000 was a leap year, but 2100 and 2200 and 2300 won't be. This reduced the number of leap years over 4 centuries from 100 to 97, cutting the average length of the calendar year to 365.2425 days, pretty close to the length of the solar year. But there is one other wrinkle. Calendar reform is a two-step process. You have to correct the old calendar, said Anthony Aveni, author of Empires of Time, Calendars, Clocks, and Cultures. Anthony Aveni, A-V-E-N-I, author of Empires of Time, Calendars, Clocks, and Cultures. To do that, you add a drop days to make it coincide with a solar calendar. Then you have to put in a program to correct things in future. They realign his calendar with the vernal equinox. Pope Gregory removed 10 days from the middle of October. This also realigned the seasons, but the primary goal was to calculate the date of Easter, and not everyone in the world was on board. And there was a resistance because it was seen as falling in line with the Catholic calendar, and there were religious reasons not to do that, Dr. Steele says. S-T-E-E-L, Dr. Steele. Britain stuck with the Julian calendar until 1752, and when it finally made the switch, the kingdom and its colonies had to skip forward 11 days. That's why George Washington's birthday, which was recorded originally as February 11th, was later changed to February 22. That's why George Washington's birthday, which was recorded originally as February 11th, was later changed to February 22. He was born before the switch. Others held out even longer. Russia didn't switch calendar until 1918. Turkey waited until 1925. Once an international standard was accepted, it might have put an end to fiddling with the calendar. But as recently as in the 1950s, according to Dr. Aveni, A-V-E-N-I, the U.S. and other countries considered adopting something called the world calendar. Among other benefits, fewer calendars would have to be printed because the world calendar is identical from 1 year to the next. The USA decided not to support the plan because of religious objections, and international support for it faded. We tend to look at time being given as a precise scientific enterprise, but time and again, political vagaries and religious dogma have influenced the process. Think of it, it just was February 29th. Anyway, that's a fact here actually quite complicated to understand. If you want to read the text, it's on the internet. Put the internet, the title, Behind the Logic and Lore of Leap Day. Behind the Logic and Lore of Leap Day. It will be also placed in our website, but that takes some time before it's there. And that would be in the tab, Radio TV Shows. Now, next we handle here some issues relating to nutrition, nutritional sciences. Nutritional science is important for our health, and what we eat, for instance, in the United States and worldwide, is really dangerous for our health. Much is prefabricated, put all kinds of chemicals in there that it would be not getting bad. So the home-style cooking is still the most healthy way to do it. But most people think that takes time. Of course, it takes more time than just buying ready-made food. But the ready-made food is dangerous. And people eat fast food. That's not food. That is bad food. Our organization, and I as a lead author, have developed a new healthy lifestyle and correct nutrition program developed for the USA healthcare system. At the same time, the whole same program is suitable for every country, nation, worldwide. That program is at the same time an automatic weight loss program. You don't have to start thinking what to do, just follow the program. The program is not released yet because of the Obamacare situation. The program took actually 27 years to develop because we had to be testing on the nationwide worldwide level and be sure that we know what we are talking about in different cultures. But there's also one very important aspect. It's not only a healthy lifestyle and correct nutrition program and an automatic weight loss program. That is a certainly benefit. It's an automatic weight loss program. You automatically will lose your weight when you follow the program. And it's certainly a program is not difficult to follow because it gives you guidance how to eat in a natural, correct, healthy manner. But the important fact there is that no other program comes even close what this program can provide. Whether you're rich or poor or anything between, whether you work whether you get government help and don't even work, whether you work in a minimum salary or etc., you can afford this program and at the same time know that you are getting all nutrients you need in a healthy manner and you will lose your weight in a natural, automatic manner. Price. We don't sell you the program. We don't send you food. No, you have to prepare that in your own kitchen. That's the number one important thing. You just have to learn to do it. Which one do you choose? To find the time to prepare your food with this program's guidance. Or another choice is sooner or later, when you have eaten wrong way longer time, you will get sick and you lose your health. And then you suffer the rest of your life and you have a shorter life. This should be an easy choice. Choose a life that is healthy and long, and no misery, and no suffering. This program, I was using the program and living on that program 3 years. My food expenses were only $3.33 a day. Less than $100 a month, and you get everything, including a glass of wine. No other program comes even close. That's the key. Everybody can afford this, and at the same time, it saves your health. No matter how rich you are, you should follow this program. It's not released yet, and it will be released when we know what's going to happen to the U.S. healthcare system. It will be released first in the United States, and then it will be released in every possible country in the world. It's going to cost to the governments to have the program, but it will not cost you anything. At least that's the plan. And the food, you buy yourself in the local supermarket and prepare it at home with a totally new approach. Totally new approach. One equipment that you will need is a blender. It's said about blender. Blender is the best appliance for good health. How to use the blender is another story. We will teach you how. Now, what we need to eat is a healthy food and natural food. And so many people go to fast food places. They all should be closed. It's a crime to make people sick. We know that these fast food chains all sell bad food. It's amazing that we let them exist. Now, what about the smoking? We sell the cigarettes and put high tax on them and government makes money. Now, it of course is difficult to say we will criminalize to smoking, as was alcohol drinking was criminalized. We cannot do it. So we have to have education and training in this understanding. And it has to happen in schools. And it's not happening properly. This is a long process to make people healthy. And what sense does it make to kill yourself by wrong eating nutrition that is full of chemicals and poison? Any man-made stuff or processed stuff is full of chemicals. You have to eat in a natural manner, and you have to do it such a way that you have enough correct ingredients in your body. First of all, you have to drink water daily in an empty stomach. Why in an empty stomach? That otherwise it will destroy, mix up negatively your digestive process in your stomach. Empty stomach, you drink water mostly. Of course, daytime you can drink water a little bit, even though you have some food in your stomach. And if you drink water or other liquid with your food eating, has to be just a minimum amount. So start your day drinking water. Every day you have to drink water, plain water. If you use tap water, it's a problematic thing. You have to filter it. It's full of toxins. And many places, at least half of the apartments and houses, have old-fashioned lead pipes, and they are dangerous. They in the brains, and they kill your children's health. These are problems. But if you can afford, buy bottled water, not in small bottles, but in can big, as big as possible, because the cheaper is better in bulk. If you cannot afford, at least filter your tap water. Filter it with proper filtration system. It doesn't cost much. That at least is better, much better. But then another thing, we have to combine our food properly. Combine, yes. Food combination is a science. I will not take it in this. It's an important thing because then you acidy food, like some food items are acidy. Some food items are alkaline. The human body is alkaline. If you put acidy food in the stomach, stomach will digest it if you only put the acidy. But we put acidy and alkaline together. And the chemistry, in chemistry class in school, we already learned, everyone learned, that if you put acidity and alkaline together, they will cancel each other and become zero. Now, it's not the same stomach if you put there acidity food and alkaline food. If you put both there, it becomes a mess because it's all nonsense. It doesn't digest it properly. So it rots there in the stomach and goes into your system forward as a rotting process. And that will cause sicknesses, cancers, every possible sickness. That's what happens in 95% of people who eat anything. combination is wrong. Why are we not teaching this to everyone in school? Because the school system is not following the modern science. Here is before you get our program, which will be saving everyone's life. It's such an important thing, it's worth trillions to any nation. We sell it to nations and governments, but you don't pay anything. Governments will release it to you. It took millions for us to create this program, but it's needed. And these things must be taught in schools. The best way, time being, follow the Mediterranean diets. Mediterranean diets. Lot of fruit, lot of vegetables. But don't combine them. You cannot put fruit and meat and fruit and vegetables in the same stomach. They will cancel each other the process. Vegetables alone in the stomach and fruit separately. So start your day with drinking water. And daily drink plain water in an empty stomach. As many ounces as your normal weight is, not your overweight. If you are 120 pounds, you drink daily 120 ounces of plain water. Most people are not used to it, and that's a problematic thing because then you have to pee. If your pee is colored, rusty looking, you are not drinking enough water. When your pee is clear, then you have been drinking enough water. You have to solve this situation because then you go to work, you cannot be in a train, standing being, you cannot be in a subway, cars being. So it's a problem. Solve it. Carry in your car and an office and like a situation where you have a suitable container bottle where you can pee without anybody knowing. You cannot do that in a train. So make your own arrangements how it's the safest for you. But the important thing is, the whole body is 80-90% of water. Brains, the blood alone is 95% water. If you don't drink enough water, you get high blood pressure. Because the blood gets thick and doesn't flow properly. That creates the blood pressure. Pre-situation before you get the blood pressure. We're drinking enough water daily, as I just mentioned. This is not that simple. You need to follow this exactly. And we are not going to give you here medical guidance. This is healthy lifestyle guidance. When you follow this, what I just told, you have to drink water in empty stomach. And you have to eat Mediterranean diet. So different fruits, some of the fruits like lemon or lime are acidic, but in the body they start turning to alkaline. So you can put the all kinds of fruits. But banana takes longest. Banana to digest takes 1 hour. So banana should give more time before you put anything else. And plantain the same thing. You have to combine everything correct. I am not teaching your food combination science. Just basic principles: how to drink the water, how to eat certain fruit, banana and plantain. When you eat them, empty stomach, 1 hour before you put anything else. Otherwise, it rots there, and that causes cancer sooner or later, and other problems. And always water in empty stomach. Start your morning by drinking at least about 50-60 ounces plain water. But don't do that before you are in the office. Or somewhere else, you cannot start being in the subway, or in the train, or in the bus. In your own car you can. So be reasonable. This is important for your health. You can avoid high blood pressure. So, when it comes to eating vegetables, eat the rainbow. Rainbow colors, 7 colors. For the sketch. First down in the rainbow, and 1 color colors. Study the rainbow study the rainbow on the internet. And take the rainbow. What means eat the rainbow? Eat the rainbow. That means eating fruit and vegetables every day, the 7 colors. The colors are actually important for the health. Eat the rainbow. Expand your palate with new colorful veggies. But eat the rainbow, at least 7 different colors of fruit and vegetables every day. Teach your children to do that. These are the keys that you need to have. These are the keys. American vegetable habits are in a rut. According to the USA Department of Agriculture, nearly 50% of the vegetables and legumes available in our country in these times, they eat tomatoes or potatoes. Only two, tomatoes or potatoes. Half of the population is no other vegetables. That's not a rainbow, eating only tomatoes or potatoes. Lettuce came in third, according to new data released 2015. This is you read the book, The American Way of Eating. That will teach you what's wrong and what's right. Our website does the same thing called our website. Find the tab there. Further, 87% of U.S. adults did not meet basic vegetable serving recommendations from 2007 through 2010 in the most recent Centers of Disease Control and Prevention survey. Yet urban supermarkets overflow with the wealth of common and exotic vegetables. You don't have to buy the expensive exotic vegetables. Just the basic color. Just the basic vegetables. Onions. Paprika, carrots, cabbage, tomatoes, potatoes, and then beans, daily beans. Cook bean soup, beans. Don't buy them in a can because they have chemicals added. Temporarily can eat beans, but use the beans that are much cheaper when they are dry, and then you soak them overnight, and then you prepare a bean soup. Eat everyday bean soup, some amount, then other things also, of course. But the point is this, the beans are very healthy. So, let's go to him. Broccoli, green bell and Japanese peppers, don't buy the expensive you can afford. Find the cheap stuff. And not, so that they are not cut. Because when you cut, they will expose to the oxygen and they will get less healthy. Trying one new vegetable every week is a great way to increase your vegetable literacy. Our diet should be 60% produce and 40% vegetables and 20% fruit. Our diet should be 60% produce, 40% vegetables and 20% fruit. And then we have there a little bit meat. Don't eat red meat. Avoid that. Eat healthy chicken or turkey. And fish. Fish, only fish that has fins and scales. Any other fish is not meant for human being. It has more toxic, humans cannot digest that. So a fish, what to eat has to have and is still alive running around. You don't eat fish and raw, but I'm talking about when it still swims in the ocean or river or lake. The ocean fish can be, all these lake fish is not necessarily good, depends how big the lake is. A river when it flows certainly can be healthier, but all thing we have to remember the modern toxic situations, the same thing with the oceans. But like Alaskan salmon, it doesn't cost too much if you find the cheaper fishes. Sardines, small fish, and fish, look at the price. You don't need much. Size of a matchbox is enough. And the meat, you don't need much. You don't need much. The good items, they just wasted it too much. So our diet should be 60% produce. And what's if less than 40? Actually, my advice is to have it about or close to 80. My personal advice. But that's what the government guides you to do. And the meat size. to keep this all sustainable for the long term, we should eat what tastes is good for the human being, not what we think is good for us. Some days we crave the sweetness of carrots, other days the bitterness of artichokes or the heat of the peppers. Our bodies can tell us what we need, but don't buy the expensive stuff. Learn to select the cheap stuff, healthy, natural, cheap stuff. To avoid cans and pre-packaged, all fresh. This is important. But eat the rainbow. What does it mean, eat the rainbow? 7 colors of rainbow. How many colors are in the rainbow? Study in the internet. Teach to your children. And accordingly buy the food and prepare it daily. And the more you eat raw vegetables that can be eaten raw, the better. Don't boil any of those. Steam everything possible. Steam. Steam, steam, steam. Steam everything. You can steam everything. Even beans. But beans you can certainly sell. Some of them takes longer time. You can certainly boil them. But steam everything. When you put chicken, on, chicken for instance, in the oven, cover it with aluminium. Well, aluminium can certainly be, has a material that can be dangerous. So be careful with that. So that it steams there also, put some water there in the bottom. So. Keep the bad in your choices what you eat daily. Colors, several colors equal health. And the more colors you eat in vegetables and fruit, the better your overall health is. Yes. We also have to be willing to try new foods or new varieties of foods, or maybe prepare unfamiliar foods in a way that will make them taste good, so that we will be willing to add more plant foods in our diet. But you don't have to be so difficult with all your situations. You can handle everything, just the basic nutrients. Basic nutrients, and you will have enough vegetables and fruit. Don't get overboard. Learn to save your money. A rainbow benefits. The colors found in fresh vegetables get